gets a little emotional and starts crying. How do we feel about that? Is that hot or is that not to have a guy that's crying and showing some emotions right there?
I think it depends totally. One, on the situation. Two, on the type of crying. Like, and why they're crying, right? Like, I love a man that can be in touch with his emotions. And if he's telling me something very personal and private that's very moving to him. Or I love a man that's just overjoyed and just, like, is so in love that, like, you know, maybe you see some tears welling up in his eyes or something. But, like, a crier, someone who cries all the time.
And I'm wondering if there's any examples, if you're listening at 833-563-2539, of men that might cry all the time, like Mackenzie's talking about, or you're like, man, my husband had something happen, and I got him, like, shedding a tear, and oh, it was so hot.
I feel like there's a real sense of intimacy. Like, when you're in a relationship, and especially because, you know, the old stereotype, like, a man's a man. But, like, when he really shows you his vulnerable side, I feel like that's a real connection there. Like, he's just laying it all out for you.
I think men cry now more than ever before, at least publicly or, like, not in seclusion. Like, I cry all the time. I think I've cried maybe once or so on the air, but...
I've never seen you cry.
Well, but we haven't been together, like, for a lot of emotional stuff yet. Don't worry. You will get tears. They will be smeared.
What makes you cry?
I don't know. Do you guys remember what I cried about? Like, I would say, like, family stuff, probably.
Yeah, family stuff. I think one time you cried during Joe's journey. I don't know. Joe's actually cried, like, a decent amount of time on air.
I mean, yeah, I cried one day because, you know, I couldn't get down to the kitchen where the food was. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
Porkchop has cried a few times in front of me, and it just breaks my heart.
I cried every time when I talked about putting my dog down, and I cried when I thought about actually getting out of debt.
And that movie, or you cried about that one movie coming out. Yeah,
I think Joe and Porkchop have cried on air more than I have.
So do you think, do you think, obviously you're not attracted to us, but do you think me and Porkchop crying is a kind of a hotter thing? I mean, be honest, ladies, or what?
I mean, I just can't even put you and Porkchop in that category because you guys are like brothers.
Hot brothers?
No.
That's weird.
But I think like my boyfriend, I've never seen him cry in my entire life.
You haven't?
Never. And I kind of wish I would have. Like,
any
I've never
welling
seen him
up
cry.
Tears or just...
No welling up, no crying. Maybe one time during a movie. Like, I don't even think so. No. Like, okay. He just does not have that kind of emotion. But I do have a friend in college who she does not cry. She's not a crier. She's not emotional like that. But her boyfriend is extremely, extremely emotional. He's an emotional one in a relationship. And every time he would get really drunk, he would, like, bawl his eyes out to her, and, like, I thought that was kind of annoying, but, like, she was not minded by it.
Mackenzie, what Liv just brought up right there, I do, and I'll tell you what it is, and I don't know why. After my dad died, like, 12, 13 years ago, I can't believe it's been that long, when I was 21, after that, I just became emotional at certain things, but, like, watching a movie, like, I think it was with Mark Wahlberg, it's, like, Lone Survivor, it's, like, those four Navy SEALs, whatever it is, but anything where there's something sad in a movie, you don't have to even die, it's just a sad, emotional moment, I can't control it. Used to before it comes out, I'm like, oh dang, tears are welling up. If your man does that or a guy does that, is that hot? Like for a movie, like she brought up, or a TV show, or
see,
is that not?
I think that I wouldn't want my man like bawling in a movie. Maybe like a little tear, like a little bit, but not like I'd be a little. It depends. I mean, I know movies are moving, but I feel like. Yeah, because I've had guy friends and like people that I felt that deeper level of like they're talking about something from their childhood or memory that really brought them to tears, and I thought that was super super sexy because they're so transparent and they were able to be so vulnerable.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Really want to talk to you.
You know, everyone has a type, Mackenzie, and it's okay to say the type that you like. You like a more masculine man, and typically, I feel like Liv already breathing down my back by saying this, but you know, typically, like masculine men might not cry as much. And I feel like you might like that, and that's okay to say that. There's nothing wrong with your type. Your type is a more masculine man. And right, Liv, masculine
but
men usually
don't
cry.
But I don't want someone who's always guarded 24/7. Like, that's why I think it's so sexy when a masculine man, I like the man that can protect me. I like that. But I also like that he, when it's just the two of us and we're really having an intimate conversation, that he can show me that side and he feels safe in that relationship with me.
And I feel like a lot of times with men, they are so guarded and they are so scared to like open up that they just never do. Like, they never open up and they never get to that emotional point. And I think that shows an emotional immaturity. I don't think it's masculine. I don't think it's manly. I don't think it's cool. I just think it shows that, like, you are immature when it comes to your emotions and, like, an emotional IQ.
So
like,
I'm very mature. I am so mature.
But, I mean, there's a balance to it. But, like, I wish my boyfriend would just shed one tear.
You want one tear.
Just because he's so in love with me or something. But that's never going to happen. Okay. Like, if we get married, he will not cry on our wedding day. I promise you.
He might, though, because I love when they show his face when he sees you for the very first time. You know, a lot of men are guarded because they've had their heart broken, but I just read this and it just stuck with me. A broken heart is an open heart.
Oh, I like that.
So it's like you should be able to.
Until the surgeon seals it up and puts it open.
No, but isn't that beautiful?
It is. Now, where are these criers at? Let's talk. 833-563-2539. Dang it. I want to cry with somebody. Call us now. Hey, good morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up in a few, we got the Dummy of the Day. And for the first time in 2020, just after 9, 8 Central, we'll get into Joe's journey. We are talking about being hot or not when it comes to guys, your man, your dude, crying, getting a little emotional. And I guess there's certain situations where we differ. Overall, we say it's good in certain situations to cry. Other ones are like, oh man, I don't want them crying all the time like a blubbering idiot.
Is it true the older they get, the more emotional men get is because of their testosterone levels? Perhaps?
I don't know. I think I have estrogen. If you've seen my moves, I don't think I have any testosterone in my body. But
is Lindsay
maybe
a crier? Like, who cries more in your relationship, your wife or you?
I think Lindsay cries at me more, but no, like...
No, what do you mean?
No, I think, you know what's amazing? I think we both cry.
Who's the rock in the relationship? Because there's always
Lindsay,
a rock.
Lindsay. Okay. I'm like, the sky is falling, like everything's ending. And she's like, it's okay. It's going to be okay. If I didn't have her, I'd be lost, no doubt. Let's go to Tasha this morning. You can join in the conversation too, 833-563-2539. Hey, Tasha, what do you want to say?
I just want to say that my husband does not cry, okay, period. Ever, but it doesn't affect me. It doesn't bother me because I am super emotional. So one of us has to do so.
Yeah.
So
I think that's true within a relationship.
I know that he feels things. I know he feels things deeply, but he just doesn't express them with tears, and that's okay.
Okay. I mean, if you're okay with it, then I guess there's no problem. But I know, like, Liv, you're talking about your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. Which, Chaps, can you get Jewel Daddy on the phone? Maybe we can get to the bottom of this. Maybe he cries secretly at night and you don't even know about it.
There's no way. This guy's just not a crier.
Have you guys ever cried in like an awkward place and like you just couldn't stop yourself from crying?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes, I have. I went through a really, really, really bad breakup that really rocked me my junior year of college. I cried in public everywhere. I cried in class with other like college classmates around me. It was bad.
I feel like I traumatized Lucy. We were at Barnes & Noble, and the Lady Gaga song from, what's it, with Bradley Cooper?
Shallow.
A Star Is Born. But it wasn't Shallow, that was like, I don't know what love is. And I was like, I started like crying.
Oh my gosh.
Like in the book reading session, like just a little. And she's right. Like, Mommy, are you okay?
My mom cries a lot.
No, but normally I never cry. Like, I don't in front of her ever. But it just, like, hit me because I just seen that movie, A Star Is Born, and I was just, like, into their romance and, like, thinking of love, and it's a moment.
All right, let's go to Carlos this morning. Hey, Carlos, you're on Joe and McKenzie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I was calling about the subject of crying and stuff. When I watched, Lion King, yeah, I did get a little tear.
The Lion King? But
yeah. Aww. Yeah. But when it comes to my significant other, I think when we get into arguments and whatnot, you know, when you argue with a guy, being a guy, you know, you could just say, well, you know what, F this, and then it's done. But with your female, you really want to make it work, and you really can't say that with your wife. So once we get to an argument and it's bad enough to where you really just, you know, want to express yourself for some reason, I get to the point where I just, you know, I sign. And it's not like that sound effect that y'all are making, but but it definitely gets to a point where, you know, it's overwhelming, and I just break down and definitely cry a little bit.
See, I love a man that he never wants to hurt your heart. Like, I want to be with a man who would, like, it would kill him to see me cry.
See, sometimes when me and my boyfriend Joel Denny get in a fight and I start crying or something, he hates that I'm hurt. To the point where he gets like angry. He's like mad. He's like, don't, like, why? Like, I don't want you
That's
to cry.
That's how I am with
Lindsay.
I don't
want to hurt you.
I'm like, no man wants to see their woman cry. They're like, oh my gosh, what do I have to do to fix this and stop it? Can we get this over? Like, they want to help you. And then you're like, I don't want you to help. I want you to listen. Wow, speaking of men that never cry, Jewel Daddy, hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's up, bud?
He's on.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
How you doing?
I've never met Jewel Daddy.
McKenzie, you've never met
him.
We haven't met.
No, we have not.
Tell Mackenzie happy birthday. You'll get in good with her. It's her
birthday. Happy birthday, Mackenzie. Hey.
Thank you so much. I've heard the most amazing things about you, so I'm excited to meet you.
That's not true.
I hope so. Thanks.
I'm just kidding.
Now, Liv says it kind of bothers her that you've never cried in front of her.
Have I not?
Never once. Like, I'm not joking. Not once. Like, his grandmother passed away one time when we first started dating.
You trying
and,
to make
like,
him cry right
no,
now?
No, I'm
like,
not trying to make him cry, but, like, it was a very touching moment, and, like, he was very sensitive in that moment, but he still didn't cry. We went to go see A Star Is Born in the movie theater. I was bawling my eyes out. He didn't cry. I mean, we have, like, gotten in fights where I've been crying. He doesn't cry. Like, this man does not cry. I've never even seen your eyes well up.
Jewel Daddy, did you hear that she says one time she just wants you to cry because you're so in love with her?
Well, I mean, I definitely am in love with her, but I don't think I would cry over it.
See, you're not in love with me enough then. I need to make him so in love with me that he will cry.
I don't know what that means. I just feel like I do get upset for sure, but maybe not around you as much.
When's the last time you think you've cried in your life? How many years?
I don't know.
How many times in your life have you cried, would you say?
I mean, I'm sure when I was a kid, I cried all the time.
Do you think you've cried since you've been 16? Like, how many times do you think you've cried since you've been, like, 16?
I don't know. Probably a handful, maybe. A couple. You
can't even remember.
Liv's trying to, like, bully him into crying. How about you cry right now?
How about you beat him up, Liv? Then he'll cry.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, come here, babe. Jeez. Hey, Jewel Daddy, man. Good to hear from you. Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thanks a lot. See you guys.
Bye.
Liv, you're so sweet and nice. You kind of turned into a bully. They're like, when's the last time you cried, you big baby?
I'm going to make him cry. Someday, somehow, I'm going to make him cry, even if it's breaking up with him. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I would never.
You could be like, I'm pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.